Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your temptress, Sassy. I'm sponsored by AdamandEve.com, and they have everything you need to light a spark in the bedroom. Toys, lubes, DVDs. In fact, I can save you money there, little old me. Stay tuned after this sexy story for an offer code that you won't want to miss to save big. And now, the best at being bad.
Don lifted his head from between my trembling thighs. His cheeks were glistening. His clever tongue had made me come, hard and wet. He grinned at me. More? Just fuck me, I told him. He licked his lips. I put my fingers down, caressing myself. He took hold of my wrist. His free hand steered his cock into me. He began to rock and I slipped a finger up inside of me, against his massive dick. I moved the finger from side to side, stroking my G-spot, as my knuckles rubbed the top of his shaft. I used my other fingers to pinch my clit. Don leaned down, taking my nipple in his teeth. He pulled, nibbled, bit, sucked, and tongued me. The man has incredible self-control. I came again, but he was still hard. "You want a little sucky, sucky, you lucky, fucky ducky?" I giggled as he continued to pound into me. Instead, he lifted my ankles up and placed them on his shoulders, going even deeper. "Use your vibrator," he said. "I don't know if I can come again." "Yes, you can." He was right. The vibe did it for him, too. I was still convulsing inside when he reared up, slammed down, and came. "Am I the most depraved woman you've ever known, darling?" I asked, fishing for compliments. He hesitated. "You're definitely a bad girl." "But not the baddest?" He kissed me. "That doesn't answer my question." He kissed me again. "Still haven't answered," I said. "Have you ever had better sex with anyone?" "Not better, not with anyone." "But different," I insisted. Again, he was silent. "Do you miss it?" I asked. "Miss what?" "You know, anal." "I can live without it." I stroked his limp cock. "It has to hurt." I knew that "has to hurt" was no excuse. We played games that involved a little pain sometimes. I enjoyed them. I asked, "What is it about fucking a girl in the ass that's so special?" He looked into my eyes. "It's forbidden. Taboo is always tempting." His cock was stirring. Just the thought of his cock in my ass was getting him horny again. "I want to be bad, Don. I want taboo. I'm just scared." "No big deal," he lied. "Is there something else I could do?" "Like?" I thought. Really, after 8 years, there wasn't much of anything we hadn't already tried. We agreed to no extra people. We'd done public, though. We tickled, spanked, oiled. We'd done it right side up, upside down, sideways, and underwater. "We could fake it," he finally said. "Fake it? How?" "Like when I fuck your tits. I could do that between the cheeks of your ass. You wouldn't get carried away in the heat of the moment." "Do you trust me?" I trusted Don, absolutely. He continued, "I swear that I'll never put my cock up your ass unless you ask me to." I turned over on my tummy. "Okay, do it." "Not now. Tomorrow night," he said. The next day, I took a long, soapy tub bath, cleaning myself vigorously. We necked and petted on the couch for a while, me naked except for heels and hose, and him still dressed. It's a special little role play we both like. I was getting totally hot. "I'm ready, Don. How do you want me?" "Kneel here with your ass toward me," he patted the couch. I obeyed. He stripped and sat back down behind me. His tender hands stroked at my thighs and caressed my pubes. I wriggled my ass at him, impatient, I admit, to get it over with. His fingers trailed up the valley between my cheeks. I felt him dig something up from under the cushion. Cold, wet landed on my tailbone. It trickled down, followed by Don's finger. He smoothed oil up and down the crease, lingering on my tiny pucker. "You weren't thinking of sticking a finger in, were you?" I asked. "No, I promised. Nothing goes into your ass unless you asked for it. Now hold your cheeks apart for me." There was a buzz. I felt the tip of a vibrator follow the same path as his finger, again lingering on my rosebud. It didn't feel bad. I was a bit disappointed when it moved lower to vibrate my clit. Don's face nuzzled between my cheeks. His tongue touched me. "Oh," I said. His tongue rimmed me, making little circles round and round the little hole. Nice. His tongue then tapped my center. Not bad. Not at all. And nothing went in. It did feel taboo. I was really getting off, feeling like a bad, dirty girl. I was relaxing in my hole spread just a bit. Don's tongue pressed in a tiny amount, but he wasn't pushing, and it wasn't like he was actually going in me. I was almost wishing he would, though. Relaxed? He asked. He knelt up and slathered his cock with lube. Ready? I nodded. He laid the full length of his shaft in the crease, squeezed my cheeks together on it, and began rocking. It was surprisingly nice. I especially liked it when his big, hard knob glided over the place he'd had his tongue. I couldn't help myself. I wriggled back at him precisely as his cock's head tickled that sensitive spot. He paused. One hand spread me. He took his cock in his hand and rimmed me with its head. Nice? Very. Is faking it fun? Fun, I agreed. More, please. More this? He slid up and down my crease again. Or more this? He rimmed my sphincter again. That, I blurted. More of that. I'll hold still, he said. You rotate your ass. I swiveled. That hard knob pressing lightly on my forbidden place felt very good. I could feel the muscles there loosening. I tucked my ass down, then lifted it. His knob glided over my bumhole. I did it again, up and down. Don's hands were free. He reached under me and diddled my clit as I played. He was getting me so hot. I wondered what it would feel like if my anus stretched just a little bit, say enough to take half his head. With that thought, I pressed back. Don froze. My ring stretched. I paused. It was half inside me. It was not painful. Not exactly. I concentrated on the sensation. My ass moved in a tight little circle. Don groaned but didn't move. What the hell? I rammed back. His cock's head popped through my sphincter and impaled me. Another little shove, and he was in up to his balls. There was no pain, just the feeling of being incredibly full. Do it then, I grunted. You do it. I obeyed. I pulled almost off him, then pushed back. I don't know if it was his fingerwork or the joy of depravity, but I climaxed good and hard. Don, am I a bad girl? I asked now. You're bad. Absolutely bad. I grin as I look back over my shoulder at him. I am best at being bad.
The lesson here is just try it. You never know what you like until you do. And as promised earlier, a special offer code from adamandeve.com. Go, shop, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free DVDs, and a free mystery gift. That's all for now on Sassy's Erotic Tales. Tune in next week for another sexy story. Until then, sweet and sexy dreams.